These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
So, Mike, welcome back.
You leave your water source, the river,
right?
Yeah.
And you head into the Matazels. Now, if you've never been there, from the river looking up, you can't tell how big they are. But you got the whole walk from Scottsdale down to the river to just look at this huge, vast mountain range. And you journey up. How far till your next water source?
Yeah, that was a problem. Yeah, so I think walking along the river for the first few days, that kind of got me spoiled, because any time that you wanted water, you just go a little bushwhacking down to the river. But then, you're right, as soon as I started turning up, there was a spring that I knew. I had a I know Rosie wanted to talk about this, but I had a GPS mapping tool on my phone, and I knew there was a spring about halfway up the divide before I'd hit the Arizona Trail. And so I started walking, and the trail from the Verde River for the first mile or so was amazing. It had cairns. It was, you know, almost looked like a highway. And then it just stopped. And so I had enough water. If that trail was actually maintained the whole way up, it would have been fine. But
now, do I remember the story right? This is a portion of the hike you're doing at night.
Yes. Yeah, so the day that I got to my last campsite on the river was so hot that I said, all right, I'm going to take a nap in the shade under a tree. And then I woke up about midnight or 1 a.m. and I said, it's really nice out. I'm going to start walking now because I got my rest. And so that first part of the trail was really nice. And then it was a lot of bushwhacking once the trail petered out.
Did you have connection to your phone the whole 200 miles?
No. So along the river, absolutely not. Anytime I would get up on a ridge, I would try it out. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. I had enough to get some texts off every now and then to Aaron. I didn't.
Still alive.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that was my message. Still alive, or I'm doing well. And what was really neat was once I was on the Arizona Trail, everything is mileage marked. Not marked, but you know what mile you're on based on the app. And so the app actually had a email function or a text function so that I could just click a button.
And it send your location.
And it would send the location directly to her.
What I have a lot of navigation apps on my phone, but I don't have that one. Which one is that?
So that one's unique to the Arizona Trail. Like if you actually just go to the aztrail.org, there's a map tool that you can download. I think it's like $10, and it's specific for the Arizona Trail. And so it has, as you're walking on it, it has mileage indicators, so you would know, oh, I'm at mile 356, or, you know, just like a highway. And I discovered that feature when I was out there. I said, oh, I can just send this to somebody, and it would send her a map. It would just take care of all that for you.
It was pretty cool to get those updates, thankfully.
Yeah, Matt,
thankfully I had a little reassurance that he's moving.
Aaron, when he starts, how many days are y'all thinking this is going to take?
We knew that I was going to meet him halfway. And so I at least knew we would meet. I would meet him in Pine about a week later. It was about a week later.
Okay.
Yeah.
200 miles. You've got 2 weeks off?
Correct.
I mean, you're trying to cover on trails. It's kind of easy. But bushwhacking, covering 15 to 18 miles a day, can be pretty rigorous.
Oh, yeah. And I was on the Arizona Trail, I was averaging about 2 miles per hour.
Okay.
On the bushwhacking, it was taking me 4 hours to go 1 mile.
Oh, man.
And I actually, when I got to Pine, which was the halfway point where I met Aaron, I told her, I said, that's it, I'm done.
Okay.
Tapping out.
Aaron, tell us that story.
Oh, that was a great story.
Where did you see him?
I picked him up Friday night. You had gotten to the hotel already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had made it to the hotel.
In Pine. Which is what, where'd you stay?
We stayed at that brewery has a little cabin on their property that they rent out to the Arizona Trail folks. And we had planned that in advance. And so he left some gear with them. They're nice enough to hold that for the Arizona Trail
So
hikers.
You left a cache there ahead of time.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's got
what's in the cache?
Well, Because I knew that she was going to come, normally you do like food and things like that. All I did was a change of clothes in case I got there first so that I could shower before and put some cotton clothes on before she got there.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have to smell them, so that was awesome. Yeah. That was a bonus.
Okay, so you pull up to that brewery in Pine, the little cabin in back they rent.
Yep.
He's there. He's already cleaned up.
Yep.
So
and
how long do y'all spend together? I mean, is it one night and then you're back on the trail?
We were there actually 2 nights.
Okay.
Yeah, we were there 2 nights, and he had that day off in the middle. And, you know, when he first pulled up, he said, I'm done. I quit, you know. And the middle day, you know, we're relaxing. He's like, oh, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can do it. And then, you know, was it Sunday morning?
Sunday morning
he started. And so he's like, yeah, I can do this.
All right.
But
well, Sunday we actually did a little day hike just in the area because she brought the dogs up and we just went on a little chunk of the Arizona Trail. And I said, this feels really good. Same shoes and everything. I could do this.
Okay.
And so she was kind of egging me on, saying, all right, yeah, you could do this.
Yeah.
Which was actually good because I felt bad, you know, being out of touch for a week prior to that. I'm thinking, oh, you really want me to continue? That's awesome. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great.
So y'all have that kind of loosening up morning. You decide you're going to continue on from Pine.
Correct.
Where does the trail take you?
So it crosses. That was my absolute favorite part of the hike. Well, because it was a real trail, so I was liking that. But it goes right below the Mogollon Rim, and then about 15-18 miles in, it goes up the Mogollon Rim to go up towards Blue Ridge Reservoir.
And that's your favorite part of the trail that you
covered?
Yeah,
those 2 days between Pine and right getting close to Blue Ridge, like East Clear Creek, it crossed. But that between there and there was definitely my favorite.
So there's
part.
A trail that goes up the rim.
There is, correct.
Talk about that. Is it? Are you hanging onto the cliff? Or are your hands a little shaking that if I slide, I'm 40 feet to the first bump that's going to catch me?
No, it actually was really, really steep. But they used an old telegraph line to go up, so it was pretty clear cut. It was kind of boring, actually. It's funny, I was hiking with a couple guys and they kept saying, oh man, it's going to be amazing, this going up the rim is going to be amazing. And so it just, you kept seeing it off to your left, and then when you got there, like, oh really, this is the trail they picked to go up top.
So you're with people now?
That day I was, those 2 days I was with some people.
And was that arranged?
No there were two individuals I probably spent time with more than anybody. One I actually met at LF Ranch right in the Matazels, and he and I just kept passing each other, and sometimes we'd walk together for a couple hours, sometimes we'd go ahead, behind, depending. And then there was another individual that I met. Aaron and I had breakfast the morning that I left Pine, and I met him at the cafe.
Gosh,
breakfast.
There's so much to talk about. I wanted to cover LF Ranch, but we're gonna run out of time here. We need to keep. But the LF Ranch is off grid.
Correct.
They accommodate the trail hikers.
Right. There's a woman, Marianne, that runs the place, and it's a open range cattle. It got grandfathered in. It's in the middle of the wilderness, so she can't use wheeled vehicles. Like, she can't even use a wheelbarrow to go and deal with her
fence repair or nothing.
It's all pack mules and everything,
and that's kind of rough country too. They're below Hardscrabble Mesa, just
exactly.
Before you have
right.
to climb up. Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah.
some rough country.
It's so rocky.
All right, let's speed back forward.
Yep,
we're back up on top of the rim, and you top out at the rim. The Arizona Trail's right there at the old train tunnel, right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where it is.
Okay,
so that's where we went up.
Okay, so you top out right there. You've got Government Spring. You've got the Cabin Loop. You've got several things up there. So from there, you're into Happy Jack? Where are you going from there?
Right from there, you kind of beeline it for Blue Ridge Reservoir.
Okay.
And then you cross 87 again right north of Blue Ridge, and then you're in what they're calling Happy Jack. And that section was a little bit boring because it was – you've heard the expression, you can't see the forest through the trees – that was that, where I loved the Matazels, and I loved the southern part because you get up on a peak and you could see where you've been, where you're going. Up there, it was all at about 7,000 feet. So I was expecting, as soon as I popped up on the rim, I'm like, I'm going to see Humphrey's Peak, and that's going to be my guiding beacon for the rest of the hike. I hardly saw
it. You can't see more than 50 yards.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Now, once you're up there, though, you don't have a lot of elevation from there to Flagstaff.
You know, I thought that, but the way the trail went through these drainages,
a lot of up and down.
It wasn't anything like the Matazels. Don't get me wrong, but still, I'd be like, really, you had to take me down on this creek bottom.
All right, we're talking about Mike Wellendorf's idea of an Arizona staycation. You walk out your front door and you hike to Flagstaff, cover 200 miles over the course of 2 weeks. What's your idea of an Arizona staycation? You know you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place on the planet that you can register to win your own customized staycation. You get on there and click. We pick a winner once a month. You decide where you want to go. Sanderson Ford allows you to peruse their loaner car lot, take whatever car is available. They can give it to you for 3 or 4 days. Jennifer throws a gas card on the seat with a gift box from Arizona Highways. We find out where you want to stay. We arrange the lodging for you, and you can have your own customized Arizona staycation. I think, Jenny, we have a couple out on the staycation this particular weekend, don't we?
She probably wasn't ready for you to throw it to her there. Here I am. In the studio now, turning on microphones, adjusting headsets.
Trying to text Roman. Yes, we do. Okay. Whit took his family south. I tried to talk them into going north, but they're heading south this morning. Picked up their vehicle at Sanderson and just said it was wonderful the way they welcomed them and got them on the road. Coyote Odie sent them a beautiful cookie basket. They're bringing their 13-year-old son, so he was super tickled about the cookies.
Where's their destination?
You know, he didn't have an itinerary. They're staying in a place kind of in the heart of Tucson, and then they're just going to take little road trips, you know, during the day, and they wanted to do some kind of agricultural tour.
They wanted to get to Annie's apple orchard mm-hmm. down there and kind of peruse the winery and Elgin, Sonoyta, Wilcox, Benson. So hope they're having a great time. Hope they're tuned in on our broadcast affiliate down in Tucson, KNST, if you are. Whit, hope you're having a blast. Thank you for entering the Rosie on the House staycation entry, and I'm going to invite all of you to do the same. Again, we pick a winner once a month. So the next thing I need to know, because now we're up, we're coming into the southern part of Coconino County, and I got to know, what's your caloric consumption? I'm thinking for weight, I'm bringing a slingshot and maybe harvesting a little meal along the way, just for weight reduction. But what did you do for food?
I didn't probably have enough, and it was a weird.
Next time you're going to want some Coyote Odie cookies. I promise you that.
I think you're right.
If you haven't had them, they're fabulous. Okay.
So it was a lot of just kind of playing it. Like I found that I didn't eat as much as I should have. Not because I tried not to. It's my stomach was never right. It was like I'd do one of those freeze dried meals and I couldn't finish it. And so I started doing a lot more cold things, like some pepperoni and cheese and things like that. But it's really hard. It's really, really hard to eat that many calories. I mean,
it is. I want to talk about how much weight you lost on the trip, but we'll have to do that when we get back. We're talking with Mike Wellendorf and his wife, Erin. Mike traveled out his front door in Scottsdale and hiked to Flagstaff. If you've got an adventure you've undertaken across Arizona, we'd love to hear about it. Feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Mike Wellendorf's weight reduction plan. Walk out your front door and go to Flagstaff. It's only 200 miles.